Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. In Pakistan, a suicide bombing at a mosque killed at least 59 worshippers and injured scores more. In Peshawar, close to the Afghanistan border, as they performed afternoon prayers. Up to 400 people were in the building, which was in a fortified security compound that houses the city's police and counter-terrorism offices. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombing, but the city has previously been terrorised by the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, a militant group. Poland said it will increase defence spending to 4% of GDP this year, up from 2.4% in 2022. That would be the highest proportion among NATO members. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made Poland, its neighbour, anxious. Poland recently signed a $1.4 billion deal to buy a second batch of Abrams tanks from America. Renault tentatively agreed to reduce its stake in Nissan from 43% to 15%, thus equalising the carmakers' shareholdings in each other. The French firm's largest ownership of its Japanese partner had long been a source of friction in their alliance. In return, Nissan will invest in Renault's electric vehicle unit. Talks to improve the fractious relationship have been underway for months. Jair Bolsonaro applied for a six-month tourist visa in America, where he has holed up since leaving Brazil's presidency. He aims to, quote, take some time off and clear his head, said his lawyer. Brazilian authorities are investigating whether he incited the Brasilia riots against his successor on January the 8th. Earlier, some 40 American congressmen urged the Biden administration to revoke his visa. Germany's GDP in the fourth quarter of 2022 was slightly worse than expected, shrinking 0.2% compared with the previous quarter. Despite pressures from high energy costs and rising interest rates, most analysts had expected GDP to be flat. Another contraction, as is predicted for the first quarter of 2023, would mean a recession, which it had previously seemed as though Germany might narrowly avoid. International Holding Company, the most valuable company listed in Abu Dhabi, promised to buy $400 million in shares of the besieged Indian conglomerate, the Adani Group. Adani Group's share offering was set off kilter last week by a scathing report from Hindenburg Research, a New York investment firm. The report accused Adani Group of market manipulation and accounting fraud, sparking a $65 billion stock market rout. America's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, encouraged Palestinians and Israelis to calm tensions amid, quote, a new and horrifying surge in violence, as he landed in Tel Aviv on Monday. A recent spate of killings, including a gun attack on a synagogue in East Jerusalem and a deadly Israeli raid in the West Bank, has prompted fears that conflict could escalate further. And fact of the day, 11 billion, the total number of wet wipes Britons dispose of each year, so many that they have begun to form islets in rivers. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.